Thank you, Elizabeth. That was very nice and kind of you. I want to say good afternoon and thank you for giving me the opportunity to share the Nevada's partnership story. Before I go on any further, I would like to acknowledge Acho Bhatt with the Immunization Services Division from CDC. She spent quite a bit of time with me helping me put this presentation together, so thank you, Acho, for that. I am going to quickly present the issues in Nevada and how we are addressing them in part by working with key immunization stakeholders and our state business health coalitions. These coalitions are members of the National Business Coalition on Health. I'm hoping that after this presentation that you may find ideas on how you can connect your state and local partners with business coalitions. So the title of my presentation is Connecting the Connectors, Bringing Together Business Coalitions, Employers, Health Plans, Pediatricians, and Public Health. Okay. As Elizabeth mentioned, I'm with the Southern Nevada Immunization Coalition. Our acronym for our coalition is SNCC, so I'll be using that acronym, if you don't mind, throughout this presentation. But SNCC is a diverse partnership of individuals, businesses, and organizations. We have over 100 members, and some of those members include the AAP Nevada chapter, members of the local public health department, child care providers, Walmart, Walgreens, the UNLV School of Public Health, community and nonprofit organizations, health plans, health clinics, schools, and agencies. The purpose of our coalition, we're committed to improving and protecting the health of children, teens, adults, and seniors in Southern Nevada. Our mission is to promote health and prevent the incidence of vaccine-preventable diseases in Southern Nevada through community partnerships and education. This slide represents, just briefly, Nevada's childhood immunization rates and how we've been ranked low for many years. When we look at the series of vaccines that are needed by children by the age of 2 years, the difference between the national average and Nevada is staggering 17%. And this is really, the reason why this slide is here is because it's important to how we were able to bring key stakeholders together. A little background and history about Nevada. Since 1994, the state immunization program has provided vaccines for children regardless of insurance status. The following vaccines were provided universally to all children, and you can see what those vaccines are. Some of the challenges that we face in our state, and some of these challenges mirror what is happening in your states and on a national level. Increasing cost of vaccines, our growing population. In Nevada, we're still really one of the fastest growing cities in the United States, and we have a lot of migration into and out of our city. It is estimated that we have about 3,000 people a month that's moving in and out of our city, so we have a large turnover. We have also increasing uninsured and underinsured population. It is estimated that 18% of Nevada's children are uninsured and underinsured. In our state, the gaming and the hospitality industry in Nevada is among the largest employment sectors in the state of Nevada. And the reason why I say that is because you'll see how these business health coalitions, that's who are members of these coalitions. Insurance status of the employees who work in these industries are sometimes based on the hours of the employee worked that particular week. So that's really key because we have a lot of underinsured because, you know, it's based on the employee, like if the employee work in the kitchen or as a housekeeper and they don't have enough hours, they can be considered underinsured. That's really important. And so the insurance coverage is not always consistent. And then we have low reimbursement rates. This may mirror what's happening in your state with low reimbursement rates. And then something happened in our state where insurance companies and pediatricians, they've had to adjust to the changes in Nevada's immunization policy. And that policy include, effective January 1st, 2009, the Nevada Immunization Program would no longer provide all of the recommended vaccines for all children in the state. The Nevada State Immunization Program would continue to provide vaccines for all of the children who are eligible for the VFC program and Nevada checkup. So what this means in our state is that pediatricians and also insurance companies, for those vaccines that were considered universal, that they would now have to, pediatricians would have to now purchase those vaccines, and the health plans or insurance companies would now have to cover those vaccines. This slide is very helpful because in the United States for 2007, this is the health insurance coverage. In the next slide, you'll see that in Nevada, the health insurance coverage mirrors this slide. I just really want to highlight on this slide the employer-sponsored insurance. So that means that 53% of U.S. citizens, they're covered by employer-sponsored insurance. And then we go to the next slide, which in Nevada is 57%. So when we talk about the gaming and hospitality industry in Nevada, they're contributing to that 57%, which is really important because I talked about or mentioned earlier that we have a large underinsured population. One other thing about the employer-sponsored insurance, 53% in the United States of people are covered by employer-sponsored insurance. This will continue to increase because, one, when an employer sponsored the insurance, that means that they're using their assets or they have a trust that they're paying into to provide benefits, and they now can arrange or choose the benefits that's most effective and that's cost effective for their employees. So SNCC, we've been able to be a catalyst and a convener. We've been able to bring the insurers, the Business Health Coalition, the Nevada Immunization Program, the employers, the vaccine manufacturers, the local health departments, the AAP chapter, and also including the family physicians. We've been able to bring them all together to talk about the challenges that we have with access to immunizations and our financing problems. And how do we do it? These are our steps to success. One, identifying all of the relevant stakeholders. We've had to increase our communications. We've also had to reach out to some of the non-traditional folks that hadn't been at the table, bring them to the table, facilitate collaborations, educate the stakeholders. And I'm gonna talk a little bit about that because that's been really key, and collect and share data. Some of the relevant stakeholders have included public, and this is your public health departments and your state health departments, private, which include the pediatricians, the employers, the businesses, health plans, and the business coalitions. A little bit about the National Business Coalition on Health. It is a membership organization of employer-based health coalitions. And almost every state have these coalitions, and it's really important that you connect to these business health coalitions. Their vision includes, for the National Business Coalition on Health, health system reform. They're actually becoming a major player in health system reform through value-based purchasing, community by community. Their mission is to advance value-based purchasing of healthcare services, and I've put their website for you. So in Nevada, we have two business health coalitions. One is based in Las Vegas, which is titled, they're called the Health Services Coalition. It's comprised of 23 organizations. This means these organizations are the union trust funds, the large and self-insured employers like MGM, Harris, and they provide benefits for approximately 350,000 lives in Southern Nevada. So that's really important because we have a health services coalition covering that many lives. That's a lot of lives. And remember, a lot of the lives that they cover, at some point or another, some of these folks are considered underinsured. And in Reno, we have the Nevada Healthcare Coalition. They have 21 organizations, and they cover 43,000 lives in northern Nevada. And their members are made up of the same type of the union trust funds and the large self-insured employers. So we have two coalitions that are responsible for almost 400,000 lives. You think that's power in those coalitions? There's a lot of power in those coalitions. And that's the whole purpose of this presentation, is to talk about these coalitions and how you as public health departments and state health departments can reach out to these business coalitions in your state. So we talked about why we were successful and have been able to be successful. Increased communications. We used National Infant Immunization Week in 2008 to start to bring stakeholders together. We coordinated meetings between groups, meaning that we invited our Nevada State Health Division to attend a meeting with the employer group. And we also invited pediatricians to meet with health plans, because one, the Nevada State Health Division, they didn't know about these business coalitions, and the pediatricians didn't know about them either. We facilitated collaborations, meaning that our coalition, SNCC, we became actively involved with the AAP Nevada chapter. Also, we were a member on organizing the Immunization Congress, which was very successful, and we had some of these immunization key stakeholders attend the Immunization Congress. And we assisted with reviewing the presentations to make sure that the presentations were tailored to fit the stakeholders that attended this conference. We created personal contacts, and I can't say enough about personal contacts, because that means that we had to pick up the phone, our coalition, and we had to talk to the AAP Nevada chapters, the providers, the state health division. We had to talk to the insurance plans, the employees. We had to have a lot of one-on-one meetings. And we connected all of the immunization stakeholders with national groups, with national AAP. Elizabeth has been out several times with Every Child by Two and CDC through their partnership branch. Education. This has been such a key for us, communication and education, because we found out that the immunization stakeholders, they really didn't understand each other, and also what was going on in the immunization world, especially the business health coalitions. So how did we do this? Through education materials. We also sponsored what we titled Payer 101, and I'll show a slide on that just in a minute. And then we also sponsored coding presentations. We had educational meetings. This included the Immunization Congress and one-to-one meetings. And what that meant, that one-to-one meetings is, I remember going with the pediatricians to talk to MGM Mirage, their VP, Vice President of Corporate Benefits. This had never happened before. So we were able to facilitate meetings where the pediatricians were sitting with the person and the company that was choosing benefits. MGM, just in Las Vegas, they have about 40,000, almost 50,000 employees. So if we could sit down with them and say, are you covering the AICP recommendations? Are you paying the administration fee? Who actually is choosing or recommending the benefits? And so that's what it means about one-to-one meetings. This slide is hard to see, and you'll be able to get a copy of this slide on CDC's website for this conference. But this was one of the educational events that we helped sponsor. It's called Pair 101, The Dark Side. And you know, dealing with how to be reimbursed from health plans and just knowing about the types of health plans along in Nevada can be undaunting. So that's why we call it The Dark Side, because you really have to spend some time. And in Nevada, just like in the other states, we have a lot of different types of health plans. And so it was really important for us to help the pediatricians in Nevada understand about these types of health plans. I'm just gonna go back for a minute. So besides our commercial health plans that we have, our insurance companies, we also have, I talked about the self-insured. And remember, 53% of Nevadans are covered by a self-insured plan. And this includes your Taft-Hartley plans. For example, that's your union health and welfare plans, your government-sponsored plans like the firefighters, the employer-sponsored like MGM. So it was really important for the pediatricians to understand the types of health plans. And if they could understand the types of health plans, then they could understand how the reimbursement issues, understand the reimbursement issues that they were having, and who's paying their claims for them. So this was one that we did, and it says Paris 101, understanding who pays your claims and what it means to your bottom line. And I talked about how the employers, they choose these benefits, and then there's another side to it. There's the third-party administrators. And sometimes what we found was the employers could choose benefits, but once they have a third-party administrator like Cigna or American Benefit Plans, sometimes they was not talking about, we are covering these benefits, all of the recommended immunizations, and the third-party administrators may not be paying what the employer had chosen. So that was really important for us to help the pediatricians to understand that. And one of the things that the Business Health Coalition, they helped us with was, they're experts in this, and so they're the ones that actually, they gave the presentation. The executive director at that time, she gave the presentation. Another thing that helped us to be successful was collecting and sharing data. The Business Coalitions on Health, they did immunization surveys, and we actually have copies of those surveys. And what those surveys provided for us was, they asked simple questions. Do you cover all of the recommended immunizations? Yes or no? Is there a limitation in your coverage? So meaning, do you have full coverage? Do you have limit coverage, or do you have no coverage? And also, we asked about third-party administrators. Who are your third-party administrators? And we asked them, do you cover the administration fee? Which is really important because, like I said, sometimes they may cover a little bit, the vaccine or the serum, but not the administration fee. And the employer that chooses the benefits, they may not be coordinating with their third-party administrators who paid the claims. We also did a pediatricians and family physicians immunization survey. And what this survey just was completed, and we're finding that from the results of that survey, how the pediatricians and the family physicians, you know, the impact to the changes that was effective January 2009. And also, one of the questions asked about costs. Are you now purchasing the vaccines that you didn't purchase before? And then we also have done a survey and collected data on GIS mapping of Nevada's immunization providers. One of the things that we don't know, because this survey is still being completed, who provides immunizations to children in Nevada? Because, you know, our rates are so low, and we don't know if in a particular zip code if that's a problem. You can't see this survey quite clear, but this is one of the surveys that one of the coalition members, they completed. And basically, like I said, they asked the question, does your self-funded plan currently provide coverage for all of the AICP immunizations listed below? And we listed those immunizations below. Are there coverage limitations to providing these immunizations? And does your plan pay for the administration of these vaccines? And in this particular survey, 17 members were surveyed, 7 responded. And for the first question, does your self-funded plan currently provide coverage? 100% said yes. Are there limitations? Full coverage was 57%, limited coverage 42% or 43%, and then does your plan pay for the administration fee? 100% said yes. So, which is really helpful and encouraging that we have self-funded plans and employers recognizing the importance of of paying, first covering vaccines and then paying for the administration fee. And then the Health Services Coalition based in Las Vegas, like I said, they did a similar survey, and the results of that survey included all of them, 20 members being surveyed, and the immunization coverage, 17 said yes, limited, 1, unknown was 2, coverage limitation, 12 had coverage limitations, 6 no, unknown 2, pay for administration of vaccines, 17 yes, no 1, and unknown 2. So like I said, this is very encouraging because this proves that the education that was provided to the Health Services Coalition and to the employers individually is actually working, because some of the employers, when they were choosing benefits, they wasn't choosing all of the vaccines, and also they was not paying administration fees. And when we met with, like, say, for instance, MGM Mirage, we first applaud them for their coverage of all vaccines, and then we told them that they was not doing a great job on the administration fee, and they changed that for us, or for the pediatricians, I should say. Okay, Nevada is a place for miracles. And this is a cute little sign, because this is actually a sign in Nevada, and this is just what is starting to happen in Nevada. We're actually starting to see miracles, and I'm confident that as we continue to bring the different stakeholders together, that our rates will go up. Pediatricians are, and family physicians, they will be reimbursed appropriately. So the success for our coalition has included increased membership and involvement, increased access to potential funding, and I say that because we have, in Southern Nevada, we have this Business Health Coalition who has 23 members, and I keep saying MGM Mirage because my husband actually works for MGM Corporation, and so, you know, we do have access to potential funding because they want to help us. They want to make sure that the education that's needed on all levels to all stakeholders, that happens. And they want to make sure that we're able to ensure that kids have access to immunizations. We're able to obtain results of immunization surveys, and we're able to provide access to Business Health Coalition members, get their speakers. For the private providers, hopefully we have at least 90% of providers, they understand health plans in Nevada. And this mostly is the pediatricians in Southern Nevada, particularly the self-insured plans, because it goes back to saying that, you know, over 50% of Southern Nevadans especially are covered by a self-insured plan. The private providers, they were also able to present formal and informal to employers and the Business Health Coalition. And this has been huge, to be able to sit down with these corporations and say, this is what's going on and we need your help. And showing them their EOBs and saying that you say you cover, but your third-party administrators are not paying us like they should. And now the employers can actually see and make those adjustments. And to understand who's actually paying the claims. Sometimes we found that the physicians, they were getting on the health plans about stuff, but it starts with the employers for first choosing the benefits, and also to coordinating with the third-party administrators that this needs to happen. So making sure that they know who's actually paying their claims on immunizations. And then understand contract negotiations and renegotiations. This has been huge because some of the physicians, particularly the pediatricians, didn't think that they can renegotiate certain parts of their contracts, and they can. For the Nevada State Health Division and the immunization program, the success included obtaining buy-in from key stakeholders, providing technical assistance and formal presentations, particularly to the Business Health Coalitions, increased opportunities for collaborations and partnerships, increased communication with key stakeholders, and understanding employer issues. And so that's been really important. for the business health coalitions, the health plans, and the employers, you know, they now are investing more in prevention, which, it, you know, we know that that's really important. And they're also understanding the costs associated with purchasing and administering vaccines. They had no idea what that means or what that meant. They didn't understand that purchasing was one thing and to actually administer that vaccine is another thing. Now they know. Examine the ACIP recommended immunization coverage for infants, children, adolescents, and adults. So we've encouraged them that they need to make sure they cover all of the vaccines for these groups. And one of the things that they did is they formed an immunization subcommittee. So you have employers who they came together and they thought that this was so important that they actually formed an immunization subcommittee. And I tell you, they've been such a key for us because, you know, they're talking about this in their coalition, and they're also making recommendations to their executive committee. And this is a powerful group, like I said. Lessons learned. Immunization programs should reach out to the business community. They have a good business model. And in Southern Nevada, especially with, you know, the economy and everything that's happening, you know, they still have a good business model. They know how to make things work, and we need to understand the business community, and to understand them, we have to reach out to them. The employers are willing to come to the table for the promotion of immunizations. You know, we've seen that time and time again with Walmart. Here, we all know that Walmart doesn't have the best health coverage for their employees. But one of the things that when Walmart started working with our coalition about 2 years ago, we pointed that out to them. We said, listen, you have bad health coverage for your employees. You know, you have a $1,000 deductible. Who can afford that, you know, at the wage that you're paying your employees? And so, you know what Walmart did the next year? I think their deductible went down to $500. And one of their policy people sent me an email and say, we're trying to do better. So it's not where we would like them to be, but they are making changes. They are willing to come to the table. And Walmart, in fact, has allowed us to use their stores to provide immunizations. And when we talked about being able to have access to funding, I just want to say that they've contributed quite a bit of funding to our coalition to make sure that children have access to immunizations. Physicians need to understand health plans within their state. This has been key because the physicians didn't understand, you know, the health plans, and they didn't understand who were paying their claims. And with the Health Business Services Coalitions, they were unable to understand, one, Nevada's immunization program and the VFC program. They had no idea that why the pediatricians was not submitting claims, because all we would hear was that the health plans that the pediatricians in the state was carrying them. And so when we met with the employees, they said, we don't understand why we're not getting specific claims for specific vaccines, because they had no idea about the VFC program. And at that time, they didn't know we were universal select. So I want to leave you with this final thought is to be proactive in reaching all stakeholders, public and private. The next steps for us to continue our success is on April 15, 2009, we are having a Nevada Immunization Forum, and the purpose is to bring together key immunization stakeholders across Nevada to discuss the impact of recent changes to the funding of Nevada's immunization program and how to improve the state's immunization rates. Key stakeholders say we all must continue to communicate with each other. Thank you.